The following podcast is brought to you by the Pokemon Zoo. Gotta see them all. Hey everybody, welcome to Pokemon World Tour. I'm your host Jake.
And I'm your guy Josh.
And today we're going to we're on the road to Fuchsia City.
We got one quick stop we have to do first because I forgot last time that there's like a tiny little baby root at the bottom of Cycling Road. So we gotta go through that first, but that'll take like a minute.
Is there anything notable?
There's some Pokemon there.
Okay, we're going to blaze through
that. This is Pokemon World Tour. This is not Pokemon Everywhere Except Route 18 Tour.
Look, okay? I didn't, until right now, I just assumed the Route 18 was nothing.
We would have been real confused when we went from 17 to 19.
But Cycling Road could be Route 18?
It's 17.
I didn't know that either. I probably did last time we recorded an episode, which was like 15 months ago. But anyway, that's not the point. Welcome to this podcast, guys. I'm glad you're here. Before we go to Fuchsia City, which in my head should be a jungle, but anyway, that's not the point. We're going to do some Pokemon news. Josh, do we have some news?
Only a little bit.
We got some like this podcast news, but we'll do that after the actual Pokemon news.
We do? Good for us.
I mean, kind of.
Well, in addition to that, on March 19th, which is this Saturday, there's a cute little Pokemon event happening at Target stores, so go check that out. It is from 11 to 2 in the toy section of your local Target. If you are in Austin, come to Austin North, because I'm hosting it at our store.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah, go say hi to Josh.
Yeah, come tell me your favorite Pokemon, and I'll give you a Magikarp. It'll be fun. It'll be fun for everybody.
I'll also be there, so like, if you are a fan of, if you are a listener and you go there, Josh will have to walk you me so I can come say hi too, because like, I can get away from what I'm doing.
Right.
But yeah, it's a weird little event that I don't know anything about.
I also don't know a lot about what it entails. I know that this week, so right now, if you go to Target, you can buy two Pokemon products and get a third Pokemon product for free.
Yep.
That's going all week.
Some dude came in today asking about one that comes out tomorrow if we had it. And I was like, no, it comes out tomorrow.
When was it?
I don't remember. Oh. But he said, like, the release date is tomorrow. And I'm like, then why are you here today?
Is it cards?
Yeah, it was like a card set.
Those aren't hard dates. So if we get them early, they can go out. Like, I already bought the Celebi one last week.
Oh, well, look, I don't know. He said the date was supposed to get them. Because I'm not going to say names of our coworkers, but one of our coworkers is like, oh, he's in the back. He probably knows. And I was like, why would I know that? What insane person just has all our inventory on tap? But he wanted a thing that I don't even know if it's out yet, so...
The Charizard or the Red Edition Generations box set, I'm not sure exactly what they're calling it, but that is also going to be out on Saturday.
Is that more Pokemon cards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, the Generations set to celebrate the 20th anniversary. Right. Cool, so there's a box set, it's got a Charizard card, like a special full art card, it has a little figurine, I'm not sure if it comes with a pin or not, like the mythical ones do, but it also has like 3 or 4 booster packs. Okay. I think it's $25. That'll be available during the event and hopefully after the event so I can get one.
So you can get one. For us news.
Yeah, what's the podcast news?
Okay, so podcast news. One is like kind of super tiny. I've been reading the Pokemanga. It's real good. I just want to let you guys know that.
All right, this just in. Jake likes the Pokemanga.
I like the Pokemanga. It's what the show should be.
Yeah.
But instead they're like, let's make a lot of bad decisions regarding our main character. The second and the only other thing we have is that if you didn't check it out, we announced officially on Sunday the Pokemon World Tour United, which is our RPG sub-podcast that we're going to be starting in a couple weeks. So just keep an eye out for that. It's official now. It's not like a thing we're thinking about doing. It's like a for-real going to happen.
Yeah, we've created characters. We've got our starters. We've been talking with Alan for multiple weeks getting everything set up.
We've done the recording testing, so...
Which is actually what you guys heard.
Yeah. So. Oh, there were some bugs in that, but now that I know the bugs are there, I can get rid of them. So
definitely check that out. That does raise a question that I want to ask, but we'll do that at interactions at the end of the show.
Okay. So without any further ado, I guess let's go to Fuchsia City.
No, let's go to Route 18 first. It's real quick. Ready? Route 18 is a small route at the base of the cycling road. It only has a gatehouse and a little bit of grass in it. There's only three trainers. They're all bird keepers, except for in Gens 2 and 4, where one of the bird keepers is replaced with a biker.
They just got done with cycling road.
Right.
And so they're like, oh, I'm just going to hang out on the other.
I'm just going to hang out, beat up this other bird keeper, dumped him in the ocean.
I don't want to ride back up the hill.
The north, south, and west of the route is all surrounded by ocean. And here's the Pokemon that are in that little bit of grass. In Gen 1, there's Rattata, Raticate, Spearow, Fearow, Doduo. You can also fish here in Gen 1 because there's no fence around the border of the route. So you can get Magikarp, Poliwag, Goldeen, Tentacool, Shellder, and Krabby. And there is a trade in the second floor of the gatehouse for a Lickitung. You can trade away a Slowbro in red and blue or a Tangela in yellow. In Gen 2, there's Muk, Slugma, Grimer, and Murkrow in the grass, and you can't fish or anything. In Gen 3, you can't fish or anything. All the Pokemon are the same, but the trade for Lickitung is different. In Leaf Green, it's still Slowbro. In Fire Red, it's Golduck. And then in Gen 4, nothing new in the grass. You can't surf or fish or anything. But you can Headbutt for Tangela, Hoot Hoot, Wurmple, Spinarak, and Ledyba. You can do the Hoenn sound for Plusle and Minun. And you can do the Sinnoh sound for Shinx. And that's it for Route 18. Let's go to Fuchsia City.
Welcome to Fuchsia City. Behold, it's Passion Pink.
It's also happening and passing, whatever that means.
It'll do.
I know what happening means. It's hip's happening.
This is where it's at right now. I think
I've never described anything as, oh yeah, this is pretty passing.
I've described like food. Like this will pass.
Right, but you haven't said this
is passing.
Yeah, trout is passing.
I have never made a gerund of it. No, I don't know. I don't know what it means. Guys, right.
I think
in.
That might just be a, let's translate this directly and leave it.
So Fuchsia City, what a place.
It's pretty deceptively big. When you look at it from far away, it looks like a big city, but it's split horizontally through the middle by a path or a road.
Yeah.
The north half is just the zoo and safari zone and the Pokemart. And then in the south half, there are a couple houses, the Pokemon Center and the gym, and that's it. So there's not a lot going on in the city itself.
In my head, it's bigger, but I know it isn't.
Yeah, there's literally four houses, a Pokemon Center, a Pokemart, and a gym. And then the rest of it is Safari Zone and the zoo outside, which we'll talk about.
Okay. That is a lot of wasted space here.
It's not wasted space, just
used weirdly.
Used very weirdly. So if you head to the north half to go through the zoo, that's it. There's a zoo up there. There are some cut trees that'll help you navigate that, so you don't have to wind all the way through it. You can cut up the middle to get to the entry of the Safari Zone.
Right.
Which we're not talking about this episode. The Safari Zone is going to be its own episode.
Yeah, that'll be in 2 weeks. I do want to... I have a question. You say the zoo. Is that the zoo? Are these pens?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you're looking at the Gen 4 map, where it is no longer a zoo. It's kind of just filled in with flower beds now.
Okay.
But those are the pens in Gen 1 and 3.
Okay.
They have some Pokemon in there.
Gotcha.
But if you go south, there's the southwest portion. It's also split into two halves in the south. There's southwest and southeast. So southwest, it's like up on a ledge behind a small mountain where the gym, a couple houses, and the Pokemon Center are.
Right.
And then to the southeast, there's two houses and like a private yard with a pond in it.
Yeah, just like no one can come. It's
completely fenced off.
Is it a pool? Is it supposed to
no,
be like
it's a
pool?
Pond.
Okay.
Yeah, because when they updated it later, it's still in the ground. It's and like surrounded by the little dirt tiles and not
right.
made to look like a pool, which they could have done if they wanted.
Yeah.
And then in Gen 4, the roads are kind of like a deep reddish brown. They look like a really rich soil.
They
almost.
Look like well-trodden dirt roads. I really like the look of it.
And the zoo exhibits have been replaced by flower beds, so it makes the city look really pretty. It's covered in flowers. The dirt is like really rich. It looks really nice.
Maybe that's why I think it should be a jungle, because that's like jungle dirt.
That is kind of like jungle dirt.
Also, that's I like the flowers. I think it's cool. A lot of waste space. There's like two houses.
I mean, this is 3 years in the future. Then there's no zoo here anymore. So just like put some buildings.
Let some people live there now.
Just fill it in with flowers and call it a day.
Every one of these pens is bigger than every house. Your economy could be so much better, Fuchsia.
Yeah, because once that shuts down, like, what even is there?
Who's right?
There's nothing there to spend money on except for stuff in the Pokemart, which you can get in any other town.
They're all the same.
Well, in Gen 1, they're different.
This would be a good place to retire.
Yeah, this is the Florida of Kanto.
This is Kanto's Florida. Welcome to Florida City. All right, so we got a basic layout of the town. We know what we're doing here now. Who lives here? Because it looks like nobody.
Well, a surprising number of people, because this excludes people inside the Safari Zone. We're not counting any of them. But in Gen 1, there's 29 people here.
That's a lot of people. They all must be in the zoo, right?
There's some of them in the zoo. There's a big house in the middle. I don't know what map you're looking at.
I'm looking at both. I got Gen 3 and Gen 4 pulled up.
In Gen 3, there should be like a house in the middle at the entrance to the zoo.
Yeah.
There's like 3 or 4 people in there.
Is that a house?
That's like where the employees for the Safari Zone and the zoo are. That's who's in there. In Gen 2, that gets cut down to 22 because the Safari Zone is closed, so there's no employees around. Gen 3, there's 35. Heck if I know where they are.
I mean, like, there's probably just like...
There's 7 people in the gym.
Maybe... I don't know. Okay, because...
And then I don't know. There's probably quite a few inside the Pokemon Center. Right. If you count the Nurse Joys, which I'm not sure if they do.
I have no idea.
But there's a Nurse Joy and like maybe 4 or 5 other people in there. So that's like half the population.
In Gen 4, one of the houses, the house next to the Poke Center is closed. Like, there's no door there.
Right.
So if it was...
Well, it's like that in every generation except for 3.
Yeah. So maybe there's people in there then? That's why it's...
Well, in Gen 3... That guy's just the move deleter. There's only one person in there.
Well, I got nothing then.
So I don't know.
I got no idea.
Because then in Gen 4, the Safari Zone has been turned into a PAL park, which we'll talk about next episode. But there's 36 people. So there's one more than from Gen 3 this time. Instead of it going down, it goes up one.
Right, and who deleter is not in that house.
Nope.
Or if he is, we can't talk to him. We don't know.
And then just for interesting people, Bill's grandfather lives here. He's in the house next to the gym.
Yeah, retirement. Nice place to retire, Bill's grandson.
If you talk to him, he just says, "Hey, you met Bill, that's my grandson." That's his only line of dialogue.
In Gen 4, he's not the guy who's like, "Hey, if you have this Pokemon, I'll give you a stone," right? That's not Bill's grandpa, right? That's just like a regular dude.
It might be.
Because that's where my brain is connecting the two thoughts.
Yeah, you get an Eevee from Bill in Goldenrod, I think. And
yeah.
I think his grandpa might be there with him. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So it might be him. It's somebody... related to Bill, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Can we talk about how this is Bill's grandpa and still nobody but you has a direct parent? You have a mom, but
and
your rival has a grandfather in Professor Oak.
And
Bill
older
has
sister.
A grandfather.
Yeah.
And that nobody has a mom or a dad except for you.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's like houses where there's like a little kid, but I don't know if they ever say specifically that's my mom.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Just a weird
thing. Hey, Pokemon?
Thing.
Are you okay? Do you have anything you want to talk about? Because like...
This changes later. Like, I think in Gen 3, at least, there's moms and dads.
Yeah, in Gen 3, you have a dad, but does
and
anybody
so does
else?
Your rival.
Okay.
Because the professor is your rival's dad.
Okay. So, good. Two people have dads, thank God.
Yeah, and Wally has a mom and a dad, too.
Okay. Wally, the junk robot from Disney
no,
Pixar.
No, I don't know if you've got far enough to meet Wally yet.
I've gotten to the third town. I haven't done anything
He's
on
the
it.
Guy you helped catch a Ralts, I think, when you first get to... Petalburg.
Is that a town that I've been to so far?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the third town? And you go back there later to fight your dad.
Oh. Then, yeah, I met him.
You should just start over.
I might.
Yeah, you don't
no,
even
I
know
don't,
what
I don't
happened.
Want to start over because I hate the game. Anyway, continue.
There's also a fishing guru here. He lives in the eastmost house down in front of the pond. He gives you a good rod. All right, so let's talk about that zoo a little bit.
Okay, I'm very curious about the zoo because I remember nothing about it.
It's outside the Safari Zone. There's 6 Pokemon on exhibit here. So if you go up to their exhibit and you interact with the sign in front of it, it tells you, like, it's this Pokemon, and it has, like, a little 2-line quip about them.
Right.
But you also register them as seen in your Pokedex. So if you haven't seen them already,
okay. You
get data on them.
Cool.
The Pokemon are Slowpoke, Chansey, Voltorb, Lapras, Kabuto or Ammonite, whichever one you did not choose in Mount Moon.
Okay.
So you can at least
nice.
Get to see it. And Kangaskhan. And there's a building at the front of the zoo that contains some zoo and Safari Zone employees. They don't do much except tell you about the warden, who they have nicknamed Slowpoke, and they can't understand him when he talks, and they think that he has a speech impediment. We'll find out later that is not true when we talk about the warden in a little bit. There's also the move deleter I mentioned. I think it's the first one that we've encountered because this is the one in Kanto.
Hold on, back to the zoo. Sorry,
okay.
I got distracted. Back to the zoo. Is the zoo an advertisement for the Safari Zone, do you think?
Kind of.
Okay. Because
Chansey and Kangaskhan are out there.
And then so they're like, oh, these could be in there. Who knows?
Right.
The only way to find out is to pay your money at the door, and then you get 500 steps, and that's it.
Yeah.
All right, so now we can go back to the move deleter.
Okay.
He deletes your moves.
He deletes your moves. He can delete any move. I don't think he charges anything. I think he's just like, all right, now he forgot it. Because the heart skill you give to move relearners.
Right.
But I don't think it might cost like a cheap, like 500 or something to do it. I don't remember. But he can also make you forget HM moves, which, guys, guess what you can't do in Gen 1?
Forget HM moves. Those are there for life.
So if you taught your Charizard cut thinking I'll just replace it later, you done messed up. That Charizard can't do nothing but cut now.
It
cuts all the way down.
So dumb.
In Heart Gold and Soul Silver, there is a juggler near the Pal Park. He'll trade you some berries in exchange for any shards. Red shard, blue shard, green shard, yellow shard. The berries are different depending on which shard you give him. I didn't write down what's what. You figure it out.
Right. I'm sure you can figure it.
All right, so we're going to talk about the Safari Zone Warden.
Wait!
So there are going to be some spoilers.
Wonderful!
He is in the house that's down next to the Fishing Guru. He's the one on the left in front of that little pond.
Okay.
And despite his nickname of Slowpoke, he's actually a very knowledgeable person about Pokemon, but you won't know that when you initially talk to him, because he just talks in a bunch of like... sounds.
Is he like...
It's like really weird. I went through here in blue, because I was already here. I was like, wait, that's the city I'm in, so let me just... run around and see what's going on.
Yeah.
He just talks in weird, I wrote hef sounds, but they're just a bunch of like mumbled noises.
Does he have lockjaw?
Because, no, he lost his teeth.
Gross.
He doesn't have his teeth. He can't find them. So he's just like, right? And you get the option to answer yes or no.
So what if you're like, no?
I don't know what he says. He just makes more noises at you.
Oh, it should be some sort of translation.
But his teeth are hidden in the Safari Zone, and if you bring them back here, he'll give you an HM, and we'll talk about what those are next time.
Spoilers over then?
No, we're going to keep the spoiler tag up, because next is the gym, and then we'll talk about Koga, and there's a whole bunch of spoilers.
Okay.
So yeah, unless you want to do a second one in a couple minutes.
Nah.
We'll just leave it up.
We'll just keep it
up. We'll leave it open.
We'll leave it up. We got to remember to close them. We got a lot of open loops out there that we need to...
Oh, so we're just constantly under a spoiler tag, then. It's fine.
Well, technically, yes.
That's about it for attractions in the city, other than the gym, which we'll talk about in a second. But there are some Pokemon in that little pond.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yes.
In Gen 1, there is Magikarp, Poliwag, Goldeen, Krabby, Sea King, and Gyarados. In Gen 3, there's Psyduck and Slowpoke, in addition to, I think, all of those before. Gen 4 does not add anything new into the pond. But you can headbutt and get Hoot Hoot, Spinarak, Ledyba, Wurmple, Tangela. That's all the Pokemon available in Fuchsia City outside of the Safari Zone.
Throughout the generations.
Right.
Okay.
So let's go to the gym because there's nothing else to do now.
No, it's just a place where old people retire.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, let's go to the gym.
So you walk through the front door of the gym and you look in and it just looks like a big empty room. You can see everything. You can see Koga standing in the middle.
Okay.
There are 6 junior trainers spread all throughout. It looks like there's nothing going on. So you walk up to Koga, and what happens?
Boof.
Boof. Invisible wall.
Broken nose.
Uh-oh.
Deviated septum. Blood everywhere. It's a mess.
If you don't just
you gotta call your mom.
Mom, I'm bleeding.
Mom, we need you to come to Fuchsia City and pick me up.
Bring clean underwear. If you did not run right for Koga and you talk to Clyde, I think he tells you.
He's like, hey, champion-making.
Hey, champion-making, there's invisible
don't
walls.
Don't plunk your nose on the walls.
Bring a psychic type, because the gym is poison type, by the way.
It's poison type.
Now, so you bump your way around this invisible maze. There is a way in every generation to tell where the walls are.
Is there?
There is. In Gen 1 and 2, it's pretty easy. There's just like little dashed white lines on the floor.
Okay.
That's where the wall is. It's pretty easy to see once you know what to look for.
Right.
In Gen 3, it's a little...
I didn't know that at all.
In Gen 3, it's a little harder because the floor is made up of square tiles.
Right.
And if there is a wall over the tile, the 4 corners of it will have like 1 white pixel in each corner. So you have to really look pretty hard to be able to tell. In Generation 4, there's no indication on the floor where they are, but if you bump into one, it lights up 3 adjacent tiles.
Okay.
So it's the one in front of you and then 2 to the side.
Just keep bonking your
body
into
it.
So if
you bump into one, if it goes around a corner, like you'll see that.
Right, because there's no like knock option.
No. walk right into that.
So you make your way around. You can fight some junior trainers.
Yep, there's 6 of them in here. I did not write down their levels, which I think is a thing I used to do.
I genuinely cannot remember.
It's been so long.
Hey guys, if it bugs you, we'll do a retractions episode and a mea culpa.
So you bumble around, bumping into the wall, looking like a dummy. Probably just looking so dumb.
Oh, just so dumb.
And you get to Koga.
And your junior trainer's just got like poison, like a lot of. I imagine it's like a
there's
lot
a
of
lot of like coughings.
Yeah.
And maybe some Ekans and Arbok. And
right.
Is that all the poison types in Gen 1?
There's also...
Oh, there's like Beedrill and
Venonat. And the ghosts, but they're, you know, because they're 50-50, but...
Right. But they don't count as poison types?
Yeah. Bulbasaur. I think that might be... I think that's
Oh, the Nidorans. That whole family's poison.
Your favorites.
Yeah.
Some of your favorites.
I think you fight some of... At least like Nidorino and Nidorina in here.
Pretty sure.
But I don't know. I didn't write any of that down. Anyway, you beat all of them up, and you get to Koga. And Koga is the poisonous ninja master.
Okay, here's what I think you said. The poisonous? Okay, what I thought I heard was the poisonest.
No. Nope.
Like, of all the poison ninjas, he's the poisonous.
No, he's not the most poison.
Of all the Charlie Browns.
He just has poison.
He's the Charlie Browniest.
He studies medicine and antidotes, and he actually makes his own potion to heal his Pokemon with, which I think is really neat. Like a neat touch that they gave.
Yeah.
He's like, I can make potions because I studied
because I know
about poison.
Yeah. That is pretty neat. Probably saves a ton.
He's also a teacher, not just in Pokemon, but trainers also come from around to learn the art of ninjutsu from him.
That's a little spoiler for the anime episode.
Right.
That tracks.
He's also been known to patrol the Safari Zone on occasion to make sure that players... of the Safari game are safe from the dangerous Pokemon within. So he's like, I like him a lot. I like Koga a lot.
He's the real warden of the
kind of, yeah, because the warden's like, oh, I'm bald and don't have any teeth. I'm just going to stand in my house and be a grump until someone brings my teeth to me. Koga's like, all right, I'm going to go make sure nobody dies in there.
I'm going to make sure Tauros doesn't impale any children.
Because that's probably some kind of liability thing.
Or they get cut in half by a pincer.
You just let a 10-year-old walk in there for 500... bucks, which sounds like a lot, but
it's not
in Pokemon
like five,
money.
It's like $5.
What a dangerous place. His battle style is less just like beating people up with brute force and more about inflicting status conditions and fighting strategically.
I like that. I like that he has a thing.
Yeah. So he likes to confuse poison and put his opponent's Pokemon to sleep.
Sure.
So here's some more spoilers. In Generations 2 and 4, he's not the gym leader here anymore. He's actually been promoted to the Elite Four. He leaves the gym to his daughter, Janine, who we are going to talk about in the next episode.
Is it his daughter or is it his niece?
It's his daughter.
I always thought it was his niece.
That explicitly said daughter.
Okay, well, I'll trust you.
Daughter and former student.
Ah.
So you only fight him as a gym leader in Gens 1 and 3, and that's all we're going to talk about here. We will go over him in the Elite Four whenever that comes up, because he's not the Elite Four until Johto.
Right.
So after we go through Johto, we'll just... go to Indigo Plateau again and talk about what's different?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. So we'll talk about him in the Elite Four in like 6 years or whatever.
You got plenty of time.
But as a gym leader, his Pokemon team in Red and Blue and Fire Red and Leaf Green, he has two Koffings, both level 37, a Muck at level 39, and a Weezing at level 43.
I don't like that either. I don't like that he has an evolution and the same... Again, it's what it comes from. I don't like that he has two of the same Pokemon.
I don't like that he has two of the same Pokemon, but I don't mind him having...
He's a gym leader. Why has
each
he got,
form.
Why has he got both?
I mean, this is... I don't know, man.
Like, get a Nidoking.
So remember when we were talking about Brock, how we talked about how they have different teams depending on how many badges you have?
Yeah.
This kind of negates that, because you can fight Koga and Sabrina in either order.
Right.
You can actually skip every gym except for Brock and fight them in any order that you want to.
Right, because Brock gives you access to cut, right?
Oh, maybe not, because the way HMs worked. I think Misty gives you cut.
So you got to do at least that one.
Yeah, but you can skip Lieutenant Surge and come back later. So you can do them out of order. Maybe not in any order, but you can definitely do them out of order.
Yeah.
So that kind of negates that. I still like that as a thing.
Right, in universe, that's how it is, but like they didn't plan for you to like... I guess they were too clever when they thought of how to get into Saffron, because like...
Yeah.
Because it's easier just to get into Saffron.
And after you beat Erica, you can immediately go to Saffron City, but you can't go into the gym until you do some other stuff, because it's blocked, but that's for that episode.
But you can also do all that stuff before you get
But yeah,
to
you
Koga,
can do all
so.
That stuff way before you go to Koga. There's two different ways to Fuchsia City, so we're going to talk about routes like 19 and 20 or whatever next time with the Safari Zone. Those are the ones that run between Fuchsia and Lavender, and the first time I played Red and Blue, I didn't even go that. I never went over there. You can skip that area entirely. Yeah. It's crazy. In yellow version, his team is different. He has, you're going to hate this.
Ugh.
He has three Venonats.
Burn it to the ground.
Levels 44, 46, and 48, and a Venomoth, at level 50.
Koga, I hate you.
And you'll have to shine some light on that.
Oh, I will.
Because that's the yellow version.
Which is a little based on the anime.
And we're done with game stuff here, so Jake, why don't you do that right now and let me know what happened in the anime.
Okay, Josh, in the interest of keeping this short, I did not take any notes. This is going to be a real slapdash.
All right.
Here are the bullet points. Number one, Ash, Misty, Brock, and Pikachu are walking through the woods. The Fuchsia City Gym is not in Fuchsia City. It's in the woods somewhere. So they have to find it. They find it, or they happen upon a what they call a mansion. It's this huge, sprawling mansion. And they're like, what is in there? Let's go see if they know where the Fuchsia Gym is, or maybe this is the Fuchsia Gym. We're not sure. So they go in. There's a Venonat who's, like, spying on them and, like, leading them down hallways. So there's some traps here. It's not just invisible walls.
Okay.
There are two invisible walls, though, that Ash bashes into right after another. Like, so,
of course he does.
The first trap is a wall that spins when you push it because it's a door, but, like, you know, it's one of the rotating Scooby-Doo ones.
Yeah.
The Misty falls through. The second trap is just a Voltorb in the ground that you step on and it, like, shocks you, and it's implied that it will blow up if you keep stepping on it.
Right.
Or if you step on it real hard. Then there are two invisible walls and another of the Scooby-Doo doors, except instead of rotating, it falls outwards over a cliff into a river, and Ash almost falls in. It's a very dangerous place.
What?
Like, he's like, maybe one of these walls is a trick. So it's an outside wall, and so he touches it, and it just collapses. And they start talking about Ash as if he fell and died. And he's like, guys, I'm fine. I'm hanging. Please help me up.
When they're talking about him, they're like, man, remember how much of a loser that idiot was?
No,
he was like the worst Pokemon trainer, right?
Do you mean that?
Guys, I'm hanging on. Save me if you want.
Doesn't sound like you want to, but I guess I'll just hang here. So they help him up, and then the Venonat is there behind another secret wall. They go behind it, and they are attacked. Ash is attacked by ninja stars. Someone throws a bunch of ninja stars at him. It's not Koga.
Who hurt this person make them live in a house like this?
Well, it's not a house, as we find out, because the person who threw the ninja stars is a woman named Aya, or Aya. I forget. I think it's Aya. And she is a trainee at the ninja school. This is the ninja school. It's also the gym.
Okay.
So that's why there's traps and stuff.
You'd think there would be a warning. Be like, hey, regular Pokemon trainers, this is also a ninja school.
Go around the back.
Yeah, if you want to challenge the gym, go this way. It's a straight path with, like, no traps.
Ring the doorbell, you know. Right. Well, to get here, you have to, like, cross a plank over a ravine and stuff. So, like, it's not easy to get to by any stretch. So, like, I guess they just weren't thinking anyone would get here. So they fight. Ash wins using Bulbasaur. He leech seeds her Venonat. So there's one of the Venonats, I guess, of
sure.
Koga's. And then Koga comes out, and he's, like, this old, like, older guy who's, like, very, like, composed. And
he does look like an old man. There's no, like, indication of age. Like, you can't just find that out anywhere that
right.
I could find.
But he's, like,
older. He's definitely older.
He's, like, in his 40s, 50s, yeah. Somewhere around there. So he comes out, and he's like, hey, if you want this badge. And it's on a scroll. Like, he unfurls a scroll, and there's just one single soul badge right in the middle. And if he's like, if you want this, you got to fight me. So they start fighting, but they're interrupted by Team Rocket, wouldn't you know. Team Rocket is, have you ever seen the anime, and I don't know if this is what it's called, Inuyasha?
Inuyasha?
Inuyasha,
I have
yeah.
not. I've heard of it, but I've never seen
it. Do you know
what
the guy looks like, though?
He's
got the red robe and the giant hair.
With, like, cat ears, kind of?
Yeah, minus the cat ears.
Okay.
Jesse and James are cosplaying this dude. The colors are all weird, but that's what they're wearing. It's like they're doing, like, Kabuki theater, sort of.
Sure.
But they go through their whole spiel, but, like, real slow. And it takes, like, 4 minutes. I think I fell asleep during it. But, like, because I don't remember the middle part, but, like, I felt rested when I woke up. So they attack. There's, like, a whole scuffle. They end up, like, Jesse has, like, this, like, Spider-Man web shooter thing that, like, sticks a bunch of things. Koga hits a button and drops a bunch of Voltorbs from the ceiling, and only one of them blows up. James gets them all in a bag, like a sack. And I was hoping he'd be like, hey, self-destruct one of you.
And then they all blow up?
And kill these people, but that never happens. They retreat to a slanted room, like it's like at an angle.
Oh, and it's a crooked hallway from the forest temple.
Yeah, sure. So
they didn't shoot the eye before they went
right,
in.
Right, exactly. So then they fight. They end up, you know, winning because Misty sends out, she goes to send out Starmie and Psyduck pops out. In the very beginning, she wants to trade Vulpix for Psyduck. She wants to get rid of Psyduck.
Brock?
Yeah, with Brock. Okay. Again, I'm only watching the episodes pertinent to the what we're doing, so I don't know any connective tissue. I don't know how she got Psyduck.
I can't remember. I love Psyduck.
Psyduck is real cool, and I feel so bad for him because Missy's just a jerk to him the whole time. But she's like, you're not Starmie. Why are you here? And then like she berates him, and eventually his headache gets so big that his like Psyduck powers go crazy. And he uses Disable, and so they all freeze. Team Rocket freezes. And he uses Confusion, which is, for him, it just slams him against the wall. Which I guess would confuse me. But then they get thrown into space. I forget how. Maybe a Voltorb. I don't remember. And then he doesn't give Misty the badge, but he's about to. He seems like he's going to. And then Ash is like, we still have to battle. And I thought for 1 second he was going to be like, Misty, great job. This earns Ash a badge.
Ash gets a badge for this.
But they fight. It's a one-on-one. Venomoth versus Charmander. Charmander wins because, you know.
Right.
Bug.
Type advantage. So,
earlier in the first fight, I forgot to mention this, he sends out Venonat. He's like, all right, fight him. And Venonat like, is like, all right, cool. And Ash like scans it with Dexter. And he's like, this is like a regular little bug Pokemon. And he's like, wow, it's just a regular little bug Pokemon. I'll be able to beat it. And Koga's like, yes, but mine has more experience. And when he says that, on command, Venonat evolves into Venomoth. It's bananas.
Oh, that's funny.
But Ash gets the badge and they head out to the next thing.
So he won this one.
He actually did win, but it was not under official Pokemon League rules, which is a 2-on-2 battle.
Okay.
You know, the rules.
Right.
2-on-2. That's it. For him versus Aya was... But not versus Koga. It was just a one-on-one. I don't know.
But he did win. I like the idea of one-on-one battles, but in practice, there's no way to balance them.
Then he leaves. That's what happened in the anime. All
right. Are you ready to talk about a Pokemon?
I am.
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Koffing! Koffing is Pokemon number 109. He is the poison gas Pokemon.
Okay, that makes sense.
Now, with all of that information and only that information, Jake.
Yes.
Can you tell me what type Koffing is?
Poison.
Correct.
I thought I was, for serious, I thought I was getting tricked for a second. I thought you were like, ground, flying.
So I still think we don't really talk about what the Pokemon look like. So before I talk about his height and weight, let's give a quick physical description.
Oh, he's gross. He's like this little, he's like what you imagine a toxic cloud in cartoons to look like.
Right. He's just like a big purple ball with a bunch of bumpy vents all over him
like
that
spew
gross gas.
Toxic
and he has just like a dumb, goofy, kind of troublemaking smile on his face all the time.
Does he have like a thing on his belly?
And he has like a skull and crossbones underneath his
That's
face.
On the, if you go to Fangamer, there's like the Pokemon gym shirts. I have 3 of them. Fair warning, if you guys are going to get them, the tank tops run a little small. So get the size up.
Good to know.
Because I got mediums and they tight.
I might still get mediums because I'm very scrawny.
But the medium shirt is fine. The t-shirt is fine.
Right.
But the medium tank top, a little tight. But the Fuchsia City one is like kind of, I think it's the coughing, like the skull and crossbones.
I think so.
It looks real cool, but like...
In the original Gen 1 sprite, that skull and crossbones is actually above his face, and that's the only time that they ever show it that way.
Huh.
It's like on his head instead of his belly.
When you say original Gen 1, do you mean like what we got or what
Red
Japan
and blue,
got?
What we got. Okay. I don't know what he looks like in green. Probably... disgusting.
This like fat little gross thing. They're all fat. They're all so fat in that original Pokemon, which I kind of love. I just love that they're so fat.
So he's 2 feet tall. I imagine that's a diameter because he's a ball.
Yeah.
He weighs only 2.2 pounds.
With hollow.
Yeah, he's just empty.
Just a bunch of helium and other gases.
Well, he's basically a balloon, which we'll talk about in the Pokedex stuff. The only ability that he gets is Levitate, which makes him immune to any ground type moves.
Okay.
And the Pokedex says a bunch of stuff about him.
Such as?
Its thin-skinned, balloon-like body stores multiple different kinds of toxic gases, which are lighter than air, which is what causes it to float. It has also been known to randomly explode on occasion, which is caused by the volatile mixture of gases inside of its body. Its chances of exploding are greatly increased in warmer places, which is weird when we get to the location stuff.
What an awful life that he lives.
Its chances to explode are increased in warmer places, and it seems drawn to warmer, like it's trying to go to warmer places.
That's inconvenient. That's an inconvenient biological imperative that it has.
Exposure to its toxic gas can cause sniffling, coughing, and teary eyes, and when it is agitated, it releases a higher toxicity of gas through the vents in its body, and if you are close enough while it is expelling gas, if you're close enough to see through it because its skin is so thin, it's kind of transparent, you can actually see the gas and stuff swirling around inside it. But you'll have to have like some kind of crazy gas mask, hazmat suit.
You gotta be like all up in its business.
To get up in there.
I would not. I'm content not knowing.
I'd kind of like to see it.
Well,
I know he's not real, but I would... But I think it would be kind of neat to see. Okay. But I mean, if you're seeing that, he's agitated, so he could probably blow up.
Blow up soon. At any second. You gotta be careful. You gotta have an Abra on you so you can teleport real quick.
Right. For its location, it lives in warmer climates, usually in abandoned buildings, such as the Cinnabar Mansion and the Burn Tower. Other wild ones have been seen in Hoenn's Fiery Path, as well as on Sinnoh's Stark Mountain. And in Unova, they can be seen around the Verbank Complex, which is like a metal forgery. So again,
hot.
A lot of hot stuff. And they may also appear in cities with high pollution rates and have been seen in Celadon City.
Is Celadon polluted?
In Gen 2, I think. You can see them when you go surfing in that little pond in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
You can encounter like Grimer and coughing in there.
Oh. Is that a fixable thing, or is that just how it is?
That's just how it is.
It's
the damn rockets, man. They screwed up the town, and then they left.
Industry marches on, yeah.
It evolves into Weezing at level 35.
Weezing is somehow grosser than coughing.
Weezing is like
If coughing grew another coughing, but didn't...
And then that coughing also grew another coughing?
Yeah. Ugh.
But the third one didn't fully develop. It doesn't have, like, a face or anything. No. It's just a lumpy ball on the back of it.
It's a gross fetal coughing sticking out of its second coughing's head. I hate them. They're so gross.
How about some trivia?
Love some.
Got a couple facts.
Here's a fact. It's gross.
It's really yucky.
It's so yucky.
Thus ends the trivia. No, I'm just kidding. In the beta of Red and Blue, it was known as Nye, which is just spelled NY, in reference to the air pollution of New York City.
That's a weird stab to take it as Japan, but okay. I mean, like, no one's going to point any fingers at other, you know, problems that you might have. So, I mean, like, whatever.
Koffing and Munna are the only Pokemon whose name can be heard in any in-game music. Its Japanese name, talking about Koffing, is Doggers.
Doggers.
Doggers? D-O-G-A-R-S. However you want to say that.
I'm
going to say Doggers. Can be heard in the Verbank Gym performance in Unova, though in the international release it was changed to just say Pokemon instead of Doggers.
It's like a Vocaloid thing?
Kind of. The gym leader, it's Black 2 and White 2 that this city exists and has a gym. So gym leader is not a front man because it's a girl, but the lead singer for like a underground punk band, and her gym is like a club.
I mean, the term is still front man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty neat. I like that.
And you can hear her singing when you go in the gym. And like as you beat her band, they stop playing their instruments because her band is the junior trainer. It's a really cool gym.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to find out about that place.
Well, that's in a long time.
Yeah, guys, come back in 5. Just stay with us. That's probably easier just to stay with us.
Yeah. And finally, Koffing, Grimer, and Trubbish all have similar characteristics between themselves. They are all poison types. They all have just the one evolution, and they appear to represent different kinds of pollution. Koffing representing air pollution, Grimer being water, Trubbish being land. Because Trubbish is just a pile of trash.
It's just garbage.
For its origin, its body shape, its ability to float, and its tendency to explode seem to suggest that it is based on an old naval mine, at least in appearance.
That's also what it kind of looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But its poisonous gases are obviously based on like smog and air pollution.
Right, and its name.
Its name is just a corrupted spelling of the word Koffing.
Koffing.
So that's all I got.
Okay. What would you name a Koffing?
Oh, Yuck Boy.
I would name
him Yuck Boy.
What's the worst candy? I would name it Licorice.
That's good. That's a good one.
All right. So or like,
they had like prank candies that tasted like fart. It could be just named like fart candy.
Are you saying they did or if they did?
No, I think they do. I think it's a prank. You put it in your mouth and it just tastes not like fart, but kind of what you imagine a fart would taste like. It just tastes gross.
That sounds like the worst thing ever.
Licorice is a better name.
Who would do that?
Jerks.
Who would? That's, I mean, Team Rocket. It's the
same.
Plot.
It's the same appeal as those any flavored jelly beans.
Yeah, you know what? I only
I don't buy them because I always get a vomit. I got a vomit one time. I was like, oh, now they're never going to sell another box of these to me.
Yeah, Birdie Bot's ever flavored beans. I will not buy them, but if you have some, I will hunt down a buttered toast or a marshmallow, but that's it.
Well, also, here's the thing. I don't
like jelly beans to start with.
Right. I don't know if they're like licensed to use Birdie Bot's right now or if they just had this other idea, but there's a new thing. It's a similar idea.
Right.
But they look the same as a good flavor.
That's
so, like, the booger flavored jelly bean looks like a green apple jelly bean. You don't know which one it is until you eat it. And the vomit one, like, looks like Tutti Frutti or something.
I don't like any of that. Kids, don't eat jelly beans.
Nope. Stay away from jelly beans.
Get some Reese's instead.
We screwed jelly beans right up.
Way to go, Harry Potter. Good job, J.K. Rowling. You did it. You won.
Anyway.
War on jelly beans is over.
Do you want to rate some nicknames?
I would love to. All right, Josh, so we have two names from Twitter.
Two from Twitter.
We got a lot in the emails.
Okay.
So the email ones are from two different people.
Do they both have, like, a lot?
Well, one of them's got, like, 10.
Okay.
I'm looking at, 12. We're going to do a lightning round for those.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the other one? Is it just?
The other one's just, like, four regular ones. I think we'll do, like, one or two from that one, and then we'll save the rest for Safari Zone, just in case.
Okay. So we'll do the two from Twitter. We'll do two from that email. And then we'll lightning round the other one?
Yeah.
All right.
So hit me up with them Twitter nicknames.
All right. Both of them on Twitter come from Jonathan. He's at Kotenbatsu. We've talked about him before.
Yeah.
Go check out the Aniki podcast. It's real great. The first one is for a Cub Chew. Jake, do you know what a Cub Chew is?
Is that the little snotty Pokemon?
It's the little baby polar bear with a big snot in his nose.
Okay, yes.
Yep. Its name is Little Dripper.
Okay. All right. Any more?
It's like Little Dipper, which is Ursa Minor. But it's snot.
Oh, no. No.
So Lil Dripper, the Cub Chew, Jake.
I'm going to give that an Ultra Ball.
I will also give that an Ultra Ball. It's good.
I like that. It's snot. Oh, boy.
I also enjoy the pun, so that...
Everybody and their puns. Am I the only human alive that doesn't like puns?
No.
I'm the only human I know that doesn't.
And the second one is for a ditto that he named Office Max, because that dude's a copy machine.
Oh, I think that might be an early Master Ball contender.
See, I like that one, but I don't super love it. I'm going to give that one a Great Ball.
I like the
That's how I feel about it.
I'm gonna go with an Ultra Ball just because I know we have a lot more.
Right.
So I don't... But
I do like that he went with Coffee Machine and less gross stuff about it, like a lot of
yes.
people do.
Yes.
But still, I'll give it a Great Ball. It's still pretty good.
All right.
So hit me with those email ones.
Okay, so we got... An email, a very long email that we will not be reading the whole thing of. I'll parse it out once we get to interactions from a guy named, never mind, Ryan. I didn't read all the way to the end. The name and his email address are the same, so I won't read them then. It's
right.
Ryan. Thanks for having a name that I can pronounce because I could not get the other one. All right, so we're going to go with, he's got a Talonflame named Pyregrin. It's a portmanteau of Peregrine, like the falcon, and Pyre, which has to do with fire.
Right.
So Pyregrine. I am a noted fan of portmanteaus, so I'm...
Sure. That's kind of what Pokemon names are.
That's what most of them are.
Yeah.
This could just be a Pokemon's
name. It could be. I like it way better than the Pokemon's actual name, which is just two different words put together.
It's like a bird word and a fire word.
Yeah.
Yeah, they dropped the ball on this. I'm going to go with Ultra Ball.
I'm going to give this Ultra Ball, too.
And then... Let's go with... This one's from a forum RPG. I don't know what that means. Oh, probably a RPG, but they're playing on a forum.
You role play in forum. Yeah.
Cool. He's got two sister misdreaviouses named Yuko and Raikou. These are Japanese names for girls, like regular Japanese names for girls. But they're also a pair pun. They're a pun when you put them together. Because Yurei is the Japanese word for ghost. So there's Yuko and Raikou, or Raikou. So maybe it's Yurei. I don't know how to pronounce anything. So I'm going to go with a Great Ball for that one.
I'll give that a Great Ball too.
I like that they're a pair. I hope you do double battles. I hope those are...
Oh, I'm sure.
Double battles.
I would have named them after Twin Rova, even though I can only remember Kotake is
and
one of
Koume.
Them.
Kome.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I would have named them. But
sure.
That's just the kind of person I am.
Different people. Yep. Different folks from different strokes. All right, so this is from Trainer Zengar on Twitter, but it is an email. So he's got an email. It's got like a little story in the front that we'll talk about when we get to interactions again. Yep. But then he says, as far as these names go, I sent them to another podcast a little while back. So some of your listeners may have heard the names. I changed up a few, but wanted to share them because I think a few of them are pretty good. Enjoy. So it's a lightning round.
So just gut instinct, just throw a ball at
gut
it.
Gut instinct, throw a ball at it. These are all Star Wars based.
Okay.
Here we go. These are the good guys. Han Solosis.
Great ball.
Okay. Great ball. Wookiee. It's a Klefki.
Ultra ball.
I'm gonna go with the Premier ball. I think it's too obvious. Luke Star Raptor is a Star Raptor. I'm going to go with Great Ball. I think it's kind of middle of the road.
My first thing was Premier Ball, so I'm going to throw it.
Just got to throw it. This is another one I think we have done before. It's Calrissian the Landorus. I'm going to go with an Ultra Ball for that.
Yeah.
OB1 HP, which is a Shedinja.
Great Ball, because it made me laugh.
Just a Great Ball?
Yeah, it seems a little clunky.
I feel like, okay, all right, anyway. And then Ridley, which is a Mega Rayquaza. Ridley is...
That's a Metroid.
But I think, there's Daisy Ridley who plays Rey.
Who plays Rey.
The new one.
Rayquaza. Okay.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot.
It doesn't fit for me. That's a Premier Ball, too.
Because I thought of first place I went was Ripley from Aliens. I know that's very wrong. And I love Metroid. I don't know why I didn't jump there first.
I don't look at Rey and go, oh, that's a Mega Rayquaza. So
Great Ball. Well, I guess it's playing on the name.
All right. It is.
The bad guys, Jabba the Muck.
Ultra Ball.
Okay, I'm going to go with...
No, I'm taking that back. That's Master Ball.
I'm going to go with a Master Ball for that one. Darth Malamal, which is a Malamar.
That's pretty good. Great Ball.
Great Ball. Stormtrooper, which is a Mewtwo, because he's straight from the Clone Wars.
He said Twooper. I thought that was a Whooper, and because it's not a Whooper, it is a Mewtwo.
Sorry. Stormtrooper, I guess you is how you pronounce
okay.
it. I didn't read all
right.
the whole thing.
I won't take any points off for that, then. That's a Great Ball.
I'm going to go with an Ultra Ball.
Why are you going to name Mewtwo after a grunt mook?
I think it's just the name, man. I think you're right. However, it's got anything. All right. Dark Fader, which is a Darkrai, or Dark Fader. I don't love it. I'm going to go with Premier Ball.
Yeah, I don't love it either. Same.
Emperor Palpatode.
Oh, he's all lumpy and gross, too. That's an Ultra Ball.
Okay, same. And then Kylo Gren, which is a Kyogre Primal. I'm going to take my Master Ball back and give it to that one.
I'm not, because Grimer is just such a Jabba the Hutt. I mean, Muck is.
Jabba the Muck.
But I will give that an Ultra Ball, because Kylo Ren is my favorite character in Star Wars now. So
mine is Rey. We're just two different people.
Yep.
There's two types of people in this world.
If we lived in Star Wars, we would be destined to fight.
We would.
So
all right, so that's it for names.
Yeah.
Thank you very much to Trainer Zengar and Ryan for submitting them. We'll talk about your emails right now. All right, Josh, we got a couple Twitter stuff.
Twitter,
we got some
Twitter mentions.
We got some tweets.
Tweets.
to interact with.
We have been twoed at.
All right, good.
One is from Derek. It's a picture of Ash. It's like a screen grab with the caption on it. He's eating. He's got like a cup and a fork. And he says, "This soup sure is good." And there's a comment on it is, "Why the hell are you drinking soup with a fork, Ash?" And then it's vulgar after that. Because he's a loser.
He's a loser. And also, this is the same company that thought we would be tricked by calling a what is clearly a rice ball a jelly donut. So
that was sent to us by Derek. Did I say that?
Yes.
He's at Megama Champion on Twitter. Go check him out.
Nice name.
The next one is from Jonathan, who we just rated a bunch of his names. He just said, "Doing PWT podcast proud," and sent a picture of him. He's playing Super Mystery Dungeon.
I saw this.
And his partner is a Totodile that he named Soda Pop.
Nailed it. So I think I said back to him, "Be cool, Soda Pop," which is number one from The Outsiders, but number two, more importantly, from Veronica Mars, referencing The Outsiders. Yeah, it's awesome. You done us proud.
And we were mentioned by Steph on Twitter at GetYourGeekOn. Cannot believe I didn't know PWT Podcast existed until this morning. And then like a shocked face emoji or whatever
that's
is.
The one with like the blue.
It's like a Home Alone, but like his forehead is blue. So it's like, oh no.
Sure.
I'm glad you found us. Yeah. I don't know how. Tell us how.
Welcome. Welcome to this.
How did you find out we existed? We really, really would like to know.
Yeah. So then we got a couple emails.
Yeah.
We got the one from Ryan, which is kind of long, so I'm going to do two parts. I'm going to do two of the paragraphs. "Dear Jake and Josh, I've been listening to your podcast over the past couple days while breeding and up-leveling Pokemon in Pokemon Y. A friend recommended PWT to me at lunch several days ago, and while I'm not really one for podcasts, I decided to give it a go. I have since subscribed and look forward to catching up. I'm currently listening to the episode on Cerulean City, but because I am new to podcasts, I have also heard the Pokemon RPG announcement episode, the Squirtle Blastoise Family episode, and the anime.
So this is a very recent email.
I got this today. I got this an hour ago.
Okay.
Well, I mean, a little more than an hour ago. It was while I was watching the anime, and I opened it, and then all of a sudden it was a little bit later, so I had to jump back. So then he, just a little bit about him, so I'm going to jump over that. Just saying how, like, he used to be into the Smogon scene, but he's, like, kind of gotten out of it because of, like, weird policies and how there's nothing close to him to do any of the VGC right. competitive play. What I enjoy most about your guys' podcast is the passion. It's clear to me from every episode that you both really, really love Pokemon. You might not be the greatest at competitive battling. You might not be the most knowledgeable. That's correct.
Yes, it is.
But you really, really love Pokemon. It's a lot of fun to listen to you guys talk about Pokemon, something I also enjoy. I've got more of a serious personality, and I see some associated differences in our knowledge of and enjoyment of the franchise, knowledge of and enjoyment of the franchise. But I also hang out with Pokemon fans who are similar to me in knowledge, history, hobbies, and so on. So it's really, really refreshing and nice and just plain fun to hear two guys shoot the breeze about Pokemon when they are, in some ways, so very different from me. It's like I get to see the Pokemon franchise through your guys' eyes, and that's been a very enjoyable experience these past few days.
I love that because that's why we started
this.
That's
kind of what we're going through.
Yeah, that's what we were going for.
And then he sent some nicknames. We did two of them during this episode. We'll do a couple more next time.
All right. How many total did he send?
I sent 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5? All right, so we got 3 at least on deck for next time.
At least 3 in the bank, so guys, send them in.
Send them more. You got a couple weeks.
He says, all right, guys, take care. Keep up the more phenomenal work, and I'll see you next episode. Sincerely, Ryan. So
did he send this to us?
Yeah, he sent it
to Pokemon?
He sent it to Pokemon.
But he said more phenomenal.
Hey, man. If that's random happenstance, do we have the podcast for you?
We also do a Power Rangers podcast called The Morphin Grid. Go check that out.
Check that out. Finding the first episodes is hard because our feed is really wonky.
Just get at me. I can send it to you.
Yeah, we can either send it to you, or if you go to morphingrid.tumblr.com, I don't know where we're explaining it here and not over there, but if you go to morphingrid.tumblr.com and just like go through the episodes way back, there's the direct link on every post. And they're on YouTube. So like, you know.
Yep, the whole first season is on YouTube.
And then we got the email from Trainer Zengar, and it says, Jake and Josh, I've sent in name rates before via Twitter, but this is my first email to you. I have a quick story before we get to the names, though. I have brothers named Jake and Josh who are twins, and they hate Pokemon more than anything in this world. Perhaps I'm being a little dramatic.
Oh, no. There's a trip in the dimensional. That's us, but from a different dimension.
Maybe I'm being a little dramatic, but they really do hate Pokemon a lot. So when I found your podcast, when you first began recording, I immediately showed them the description with your names in it and asked them if this is what they've been doing in their spare time. I laughed and they actually thought it was funny, a funny coincidence as well. And then it's the names that we did. So,
all right.
Thank you for the email. That's such a weird thing.
It is very weird.
It's weird to me. I assure you that we are not your twin brothers.
No, we look nothing alike.
No, not even a little bit. And then we did have a email from Derek that was just asking about the Pokemon RPG, but we have a whole episode explaining it, so
yep.
Pop on over to that.
Is that going to be next week?
I mean, we're recording it today. When this goes up, we're recording the first episode, and then going to be a week or two, depending on how tricky it is.
Yeah, we'll have to figure it out if those are going to go up on Wednesdays or if they're going to have a different day.
Well, the anime seems to be going up on Saturdays now.
Yeah, that changed to Saturday all of a sudden.
So these could be every other Wednesday?
Sure.
All right.
I mean, that's up to how you want to edit. Are we doing 2 a month or are we doing 1 a month
for
the RPG?
Oh, it might be weekly if we play weekly.
Well, you'd have to edit it weekly. You'd have to edit an hour and a half of us playing an RPG a week.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying at least bi-weekly.
There'll be at least bi-weekly.
All right.
We'll see how
we'll figure it out. We'll let you know
it is to edit,
when
so,
the first episode goes up. We'll tell you what our plan is.
Yeah. Because right now we have very few. Josh changed his name.
I did. Did I mention what my trainer's name was?
You said Josh in the...
His name's not Josh. Now he's Cobalt.
Okay. And in response to that, I also kind of changed my name because I'm going to be playing a Jenny. But, like, Jenny is a last name, and my name was, for the joke, just going to be Jenny. But now it's going to be Rose Jenny because Cobalt's a blue color. Rose is a red color.
Right.
So...
Yeah, I picked it for 2 reasons. It's a blue color.
Yeah.
Blue is my favorite color.
Yeah.
But I couldn't pick blue.
Right.
You could shorten it to Kobe, which is just a regular person's name.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
People are going to call me Jenny, and I'll be like, don't call me that. That's not my name. Quit calling me Jenny. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm so excited to start playing that. But that's it. Is that it? Are we done?
We're done.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to get a hold of us anywhere on the entire internet, you can do it at PWT Podcast. That's on Tumblr, Twitter, or Facebook. You can email us at pwtpodcast@gmail.com.
And head on over to iTunes if you're not there already. Leave us a rating and review. It helps us out a lot.
It does. It helps out a ton. Oh, we got 2 ratings and reviews.
We did. We'll get those next time. We'll let them pile up. So send more. Make me have to read 100 because I missed these 2.
Yeah. Oh, if we got 100, that would be crazy.
We would do a special episode of just reviews.
I would lose my mind. And we're on Patreon, so if you are feeling generous and you got some extra money every month, go to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh, and you can donate a couple bucks to us, and you get some cool stuff in return. Early access to the anime episodes. You'll get the monthly Pokemon Spotlight family episodes. I don't know if those are going in the feed. Are they? Those are going to go in the feed eventually?
Well, eventually they are going to go to the feed. We haven't hit that goal yet, though.
Yeah, we have not hit that goal yet, so that doesn't exist yet.
So those are just the whenever I'm not ready for a regular episode, we do one of those.
Yeah, we gotta get back to doing some gyms. We gotta do some more gyms.
We do. Right now, I'll repost the link to the poll on Twitter, but last time I checked it, Fairy type was winning.
Oh, that's weird.
But I don't think we got any votes in a while because that poll link is so buried. So yeah. I'll repost it soon.
Okay. So vote on that. We also got to do some of the Patreon gyms too.
Right.
And those are going to sit on Patreon for a little bit longer, and then they'll head into the regular feed at some point. But yeah, you get a lot of cool stuff. And like eventually there's going to be another cool Pokemon related thing that's kind of bigger, but that I don't think that milestone is up yet.
No.
In the future. Keep an eye on it. But donate. In the meantime, make us do more stuff.
I don't like it when you say it like that.
I do. Our theme song is the Destiny Infinite off the OC Remix album, the EV EP. You can get that at ev.ocremix.com. The song itself is by Darkstore. That's DarkeSword. And you can follow him on Twitter and go get his stuff and tell him how great he is.
And the rest of our music is mostly from the Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver Super Music Collection, available on iTunes for $9.99. Go check that out.
For like 170 songs.
So much songs for so little money. All of the Pokemon soundtracks are up there, I think, except like the original Red and Blue, and those might even be out now because of the anniversary. I'm not sure.
Maybe. I know the
I know they started at Fire Red and Leaf Green, so everything before
X
that.
X and Y is up there, and it's 212 songs.
Yeah.
Granted, some are like 5 second.
Yeah, it's also like every item get jingle and stuff.
Which is awesome. Don't you want that?
Yeah. Just you can use that for stuff. We use that for stuff.
Oh, yeah. This is great. I love them.
So go check those out.
And that's going to do it for this time. In 2 weeks, we'll be back with the Safari Zone. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Which is why it should be a jungle. That's why I think the whole town should be a jungle.
That makes sense. Or like a savanna or an outback or something.
Something.
You get safari anywhere.
Anyway, until then, smell you later.